All right.
Finance and Audit Committee meeting. It is Tuesday, November 15, 2016, 5:00 PM South Stand in St. Bridge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. And I turn it over to Ellie or?
Roll call.
I'll take the roll call. So Director Bowie?
Here.
And Director Israel?
Here.
And now I'll turn it over to Cindy.
Okay. I'm going to start with going over the balance sheet. I think that's the first item. And one of the things I changed is I added line numbers so that I can kind of guide you where we're going to look. Now I know you guys see these every month, so I'm not going to go into great detail, but I'm happy to always answer any questions that you may have. But there's really a couple notable things on the balance sheet, and that's line 26, and that's your lake balance. It's $351,000. It was $600,000, but you had that large payment to DPHO. So I know you already know that, but I think that helps to remind you that it's a good thing we are doing this rate study, because that's a very low balance for a district your size. Even though you are a small district, that's a very low balance. So one of the things they will contemplate in the rate study is what should that balance be? And compared to what other districts do as a percentage of expenses or so on. And they'll bring you recommendations of what they think a safe, but not overfunded balance would be. You know, you don't want to have too much on hand, but you do want to have enough. On page 55, I'm sorry, next page on line 55, another thing I want to point out to you is your total assets are $6.4 million. The bulk of those assets are in line 54, and that's your net fixed assets of $5.5 million. So if you subtracted those two, your assets are really $900,000. That aren't fixed assets, that isn't infrastructure. So if you go down to line 82, that line has your total liabilities. So I just said that your kind of your spendable assets are 900,000, but your total liabilities here are 1.3 million. That's, I rarely see that in a district where liabilities are greater than assets. So it's kind of like, granted, not all of your liabilities are due today, right? It's just like having credit card debt. You have money in the bank, but if your credit card debt is greater than the money in the bank, sometimes that's okay because you're gonna pay it over time. But you do wanna be aware of that, and we typically like it, even though we are gonna pay a lot of that debt over time. They typically like to see a balance of 1-to-1 at least. I presume in the rate study they will recommend a higher lake balance, which will increase your assets, which will level this up and even it out. Okay. That's all I have on the balance sheet. I'm happy to answer any questions. I can answer at the end or as we go. So you can interrupt me anytime. I'll go on to the profit and loss, and I'm actually looking at the 1 and the 2 months together. Next month, we'll bring you this report, but it'll also have the budget, and it'll have a year-to-date total, and show you the percentage of where you're at, so you can see, okay, how are we doing compared to the budget. So now I'll just talk about some of the differences between September and October, and largely I'm looking at, what is there something with a large swing that might be unexpected? And so line 10 has your facility fees. And that was for a new service at Aloma. And line 11, there was nothing in September and then 9,000 in October, and that's really due to timing of receipts. You're always gonna see that kind of fluctuate depending on when you get the money. On the next page, on page 79, I'm on line 79, That $15,000 increase in expense was work on pressure regulating valves and maintenance on two of the wells. And while that's not a lot, that's really the risk you run, is that expense becomes large because of an aging system, which they will also address in the rate study. On line 88, that amount is significant, the water billing system expenses significantly more than last month. That was due to the purchase of envelopes and paper. You're now doing your bills differently. So that will last a long time. So at least you can feel good about that. On line 103, October was a big month, so I want to explain to you, I always want to be upfront, and when you see fees, what they are. So during the month of October, we have the accounting transition, and during that transition, there's always some level of expenses. We did also do all the prep for the audits. Linda had not done any yet, not really, and we also had some prior year cleanup we had to do, just not where there was any problem with the auditors, but where Linda's work papers didn't tie to the audit. And so something got lost in translation. Well, we had to recreate a couple things. Don't want to do that. We've only had to it's a one-time expense. You won't see that ongoing. We also prepared for the rate study. And we also lastly created a new QuickBooks file for staff to use, because your file was, I think, 15 years old. It was very, very big. It was corrupt. It was threatening to not be able to open one day. It crashed often. It was very difficult to get into. So we created a brand new file, migrated some data over, migrated your chart of accounts, and that takes time. That was extra expense to you, but in the long run, it actually saved you money, because had we not been able to do that, you would have had to update to the newest QuickBooks. And if you do that, and the time will come where you have to, but I think you've got a few years. When you do that, QuickBooks has changed their pricing structure, and for a 3-user license, it'll cost you about $2,000 a year. I know that sounds like a lot of money. That's actually cheap for a software, but right now you don't have to pay anything. So you paid a little extra for us to get the new file. That new file can probably last us a long time. The only time we might want to reconsider is maybe 4 years, 5 years down the road, QuickBooks comes out with something so fabulous that I got to come to you and say, oh my gosh, it's going to save so much time. It's so magical. I doubt that'll happen, at least not for a long time. But your file is good now and your data is protected, and I know that is a big, it's very important to you guys after what happened in 1 year. And then I guess that the next page I would take you to would be line 145. So you see September had a net loss and October had a net loss. Couple things, that net loss is minus 27,000. That includes depreciation. So if we added that depreciation back, that net loss would be $5,000. That's like your cash net loss. So that's not a good sign for this time of year. So altogether, your year-to-date net loss is about $90,000. When we get to the budget, I think you'll have some better perspective as to what your numbers are looking like, and I think you'll also feel a lot better about us going and getting the professionals to do the right study to see what it is we need to do to right the ship. Do you have any questions on that before I progress? Okay. Any questions on the statement of cash flows before we move on to the budget? I think it's pretty straightforward. So now when we look at the budget, you have three columns you're looking at. One is your budget for 15-16, one was your actual for 15-16, and then what's proposed for 16-17. So I want to talk to you a little bit about the assumptions we use and our process for developing your budget. What we do when we develop a budget is we do a very detailed salary schedule. We list it by employee, and then we schedule out how much each employee would be in taxes and benefits and workers' comp, uniforms, whatever cost assigned to that employee. So we don't guess at that. That number should always be a really good number unless there's a delay in hiring somebody. Then there may not be. When we look at things like water sales, we assumed in this budget a 2% increase in sales. That's in general what all of my clients are assuming because everybody thinks the drought's over. And so people are buying more water. They're using more water. I don't know if that's gonna reverse, but so there is a little bit of growth in line one projected. There is no rate increase projected in this budget. That is for you to look at when we come back and then decide, and then we can modify the budget accordingly. So I want you to see where you're at without a rate increase. That was the whole point of not factoring it in. If you look at line 10, that was for the new facility fees. That's how much you actually have this month, and that's how much I budgeted. I don't have any clients that try and project future growth or budget for that. If it comes in, great. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But you're in a low growth area, so we didn't add any other new services this time. And that's a pretty conservative practice. Then I would go to line 30. So we did increase that over the actual of 15-16 because I believe you'll probably be going to more meetings with the GSA. And so that could, I want to give you some flexibility to know that I understand there may be additional meetings. And you can see from line 34, we've put in a partial year with the business admin manager. So all of these, what you can't see is an Excel spreadsheet, all of these link to another spreadsheet where I had all of the salaries and assumptions and everything. So the salaries, if you look at line 57, and that's your total payroll expenses, they are going up, you know, significantly, but the trade-off, you know that, you plan for that, and the trade-off should be in paying outside contractors and having more control over your staff and what gets done. Most other expenses were about the same. I would say line 89 increased, that's your engineering services. And that increase was just due to the GSA work. I assume you'll be doing more work on that as well as Prop 1 work. So there was an increase for that. Hopefully enough. Okay, so line 101. The budget is a lot higher than last year, but we already explained it was due to the purchase of the envelopes and the bills. Accordingly, line 105 went up because the postage is going to be higher than postcard. Line 117, that actual is twice as much as last year. We're at about half of that right now through the end of October. I think we did the meat of the work, clean up the audits, all that. The meat of the work's really done. So I don't think it's gonna be that complex going forward. The other thing that is left though is, you know, just making sure we vet the rate study when it comes in. I think yours would be very simple and it won't take as long as it's taken me perhaps on other clients, and I think we should be able to do it pretty quickly. Line 125, legal expenses, that has increased too. And again, you probably will have some costs, additional costs in your Prop 1 grant and your GSA. And then down to line 164. Well, I might as well go to line 168. 166 has a new vehicle purchase in it, and 167 has costs for the Sustainability Act. To err on the side of being conservative, Kelvin gave me a range, I picked the highest end of the range, just worst case scenario. So line 168, your net loss for last year was $99,000. For this year, it's projected to be $587,000. Now you look at that and you say, okay, that's net loss, but it includes depreciation. So if I added that back, would I have a positive? And last year you did. You had a positive on growth 170,
yeah.
Had a positive 181. But you didn't, but that's assuming you put no money away for depreciation. That's the catch 22. Each year you should put a little money away for it. This year you don't have a positive. You do have some one-time expenses, granted, but you do have some ongoing expenses too, that expenses always go up. So we'll look at that in great detail in the rate study to present you a thoughtful way to manage those going forward. And that's all I have. I'm happy to answer any questions you have. You might have more next meeting when you see the actual results with the budget and want to say, you know, why you're here or there. No questions?
I think that's
it. Okay. I know it's a lot to take in when you're presented with a loss, but that's, you know, we will have a plan to fix it, I promise.
So if we continue to have the loss, we're going to have to increase our rates either way, no matter which way we're going to look at it. It's just depending on how much we're going to have to increase it.
It is. I have done a preliminary estimate, but I'd like to see what the rate study comes back. I projected out 5 years. When I do a budget, I always look out 5 years. And the amount was 12% a year for 5 years, for 4.5 years. So 1 year would be 6%. At the end of that time, you would be in the positive in cash. Let's see it come back. It could be closer to 11% or a little lower, but it's likely going to be in two digits. And that's not adjusting for, they're going to come back and say, you don't have enough cash on hand to sustain an emergency, and you don't. And unfortunately, if you had to go out and borrow right now, because you're upside down, because your liabilities are so much higher than your assets, you couldn't borrow any money. You'd be hard-pressed. You'd have to get it from the state, but if it was an emergency, the state doesn't work that fast. So that's the alarming thing. So, yes.
Oh.
So I don't mean to always come with bad news. I'll try and come with good news with another visit, okay?
That includes the $60,000 to $100,000 we're projecting for Sigma, right?
Yes, it does. I have that every year. And
that's if you want voting rights. Yeah, pay to play.
Wow.
The initial application in hydraulic study engineering group is $1 million.
I had one client that had to go up 25%. And then down to 12, and down to 10, and then down to 8, and 5. And it was only because they hadn't raised rates in so long, but their expenses kept going up. It had been about 8 years since they raised rates, 10 years. And so I think they're looking at it now, and they said, we want to raise rates every year, just a little bit. We don't want to ever have to go through that again. Because I know it's hard politically.
Minutes. so. Well, you want to continue on the sign checks?
Yep.
Okay.
She says she'd be back in 10 minutes. Or?
The meeting part is adjourned.
Okay.
You have the check signing for everybody who else is here, so. So, should we go ahead and wait for her, or should we just have Ellen do it?
Shit, 10 minutes.
Ahem.